Blog Talk Radio.
I was just trying to imagine the voice of a child that's been assaulted, abused, molested. What would they say? You know? Pretty deep. Today we're talking about the sexually abused child is one in your house. No child is psychologically prepared to cope with sexual assault. Even a 2 or 3 year old who cannot know the sexual activity is wrong, and who does not know that, they probably could know it, but they'll develop a problem resisting resulting from the inability to cope with their thoughts. A child who is the victim of sexual abuse usually develops low self-esteem, a feeling of worthlessness, an abnormal or distorted view of sex. The child may become withdrawn and mistrustful of adults and can become suicidal. Some children who have been sexually abused have difficulty relating to others except on sexual terms. Some sexually abused children become child abusers or prostitutes or have other serious problems when they reach adulthood. Often there are no obvious external signs of child sexual abuse. Some signs can only be detected on physical exam by a physician. The reason why there was a section in this song, No One Wants to Hear My Story, is because you will hear all these statistics about a child who's been assaulted will likely be an alcoholic or this and that. But you don't hear the stories about the failures to protect these children. You know, it's like they don't even want to hear what's going on. They just use children for these studies. So many studies done on child abuse, you know, sexually assaulted children. There are no studies on how many children that's been sexually assaulted that could have been prevented. You know, the real in-depth things that should be studied, they're not. These children are treated like chattel, a tool. We're going to talk about some alarming things going on with the children, the psychological harm, the places the molesters. Sexual assault of a child, it results in both short-term and long-term harm. I don't see how it's short-term. You know, it affects them all throughout their life, psychologically, emotionally, physically, socially. They go through childhood depression that leads into adult, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, eating disorder, self-esteem disorders, learning disorders, animal cruelty. Some become cruel to animals. They have self-destructive behavior. Some of them exhibit that. This is all a result of being sexually abused. So many long-term negative effects, like say it goes into their childhood and it grows into the adult disorders, you know? Sometimes it affects them and they become alcoholics, drug abusers, sexually abusing themselves by way of prostitution or just, you know, being promiscuous. They suffer serious psychological damage, serious psychological harm. Especially if they've been chronically abused starting at an early age. Severe penetration, several perpetrators. Repeated routine reoccurrence. This severely affects the child. It affects their personality, their outlook on life, even their faith, you know, if they even grow up to have one. You know, I'm not questioning people's religion and getting into the religious debate, whatever, whatever. I just thought about something that, I seen recently. There was this, I guess, a black play. called When the Lights Go Out or When the Lights Come On. I think it was When the Lights Go Out. And this one guy, I don't know if you all forgot his name. He's a well-known actor. He played in Dead Presidents. You know, when the brother came home from the Army, remember, he caught him in the hallway. He was messing around with his girlfriend. Then he also played Pinky. He played Pinky in Friday After Next or whatever. I'm sure you all know him. But when the lights went out, he did something in this play. He told his guy, "Where's your God? Where's your God when you're going through all this and you're going through all that?" And, you know, and I say that to say this. For the child that's been abused, you know, I did a show with the women and the men, and today we're talking about the children. Who do they call on? A child, who do they call on? They're being physically abused like this, you know, and assaulted. And I remember recently this newsman shared the fact that he was sexually assaulted as a boy during this time where they were talking about this Bishop Eddie Long, because teenagers are children as well, regardless of whatever these so-called codes and statues and all this other quote-unquote crap that they're talking about, because the same 18 is adult, so I keep 18 out of there, 17, 16, or whatever, you know, that's still a minor. You can't even, I don't even think you can go off to the Army at 17, you know, so it's a child. Even by child code, that's the definition of a child. Children suffering. This man, he pointed out the fact that he lived with this for so long. His first time revealing it was on the news. And he talked about the predator, you know. And a lot of people live with this stuff for years. They don't even let it out. Just imagine what's being held inside, you know. You know, it can't even be healthy. Incest. According to these studies, which is some deep stuff, it's said to be one of the largest widespread forms of sexual abuse. And it has the hugest capacity for damage to a child. It also talked about 82% of those who sexually abused children knew the child. 70% of those 82% were immediate family members or someone close to a family member. The other percentages were, I think, the babysitters, a friend, different things of that nature. But, you know, some things are so inconsistent with what you study, you just cannot believe the hype. I believe that number is true. You know, but at the same time, you have a widespread sexual assault going on, and it was a very, very in-depth study in the foster care system. It was one of the most comprehensive studies and surveys done in a foster care system. Children were suffering continuous sexual and physical abuse in the foster home and were inadequately protected by the Department of Human Services. The findings were shocking. Children were physically abused, handcuffed, beaten, chained, burnt on their vaginal areas, sodomized with objects, given psychotropic medication. You know, I mean, I remember, I don't know if you all recall, there was this individual, this white guy, who was recently indicted. He adopted these foster children, these little black boys, and he had the audacity, and I'm going to show you how the system fails you on purpose, to talk about how he was trying to teach other people how easy it was to molest little black children. And he talked about the process of doing it. And he put up on the internet one of his procedures of how to drug the child, the little boys, and assault them. And, you know, I think it's very, I think it was full of shit how he was charged. He got, I think, one federal charge. And, you know, I don't even think he was state charged. But I think that charge was some bullshit just to get dude off the scene so he wouldn't be in a state setting, you know. I mean, it was full of crap. They don't really care about these children. They don't even care about the stories. This abuser, this molester got more protection. That the charge was full of it. It was just straight baloney, you know. All over Kentucky, Maryland, Louisiana, all over, there's so many serious, serious sick stories. You know, there was a toddler in his final hours, he was brutally abused in his little short lifetime. His name was like Miguel. He was like 2.5 years old. He died in handcuffs. I mean, or he died, you know, I don't know if it was handcuffs or the man had handcuffs on, or but the foster father was drunk. And what he did to the little boy was just deplorable. He only had a foster child just to abuse him. Children are much more prone to be abused and sexually abused and even murdered in a foster home while under the protection of these so-called child protectors than they ever will be in their home. That is a fact. That is a study. Animals receive better protection than these babies. Animals. Matter of fact, they're the first United States Supreme Court case that dealt with child abuse. I think it was Gault, G-A-U-L-T, Henry Gault. I don't have a case number, but that's the name of it. The Supreme Court admitted they had no child protection laws, and they had to do this case under the animal protection rights. Bull. I mean, America is a sick society. I say America because America does not exist. It's an illusion. There are three Americas, North America, South America, Central America, but you always hear the America, America, America. This is a facade. And in this illusion of America, There's a pretend state of mind that everything is okay. It's great to be American. You know, this is the American way. It's an illusion. There is no America. It's like American Idol. It's a joke. The words in itself, a play on words. An idol is something that's false, is not real. A false sense of worship to something that doesn't exist. And you got people saying, I want to be an American Idol. I want to be American. You want to be a nothing, nothing. Because there is no America, and an idol is something that's false. You know, so it's bull. You know, and I just want to delve back into the situation. So you have more males that sexually abused children than females. It's just a fact. Females sexually abuse children too. Perpetrators are perpetrators no matter what. But the fact of the matter is more men do it than women to children. The most often reported form of incest is the father-daughter and stepfather-daughter incest. Also, father-son. Father's son is less reported because it's underreported. You know, this is the most underreported incest. But there's a probability that the margin is greater between these situations than the father daughter stepfather daughter. It's like the man on man rape. Sibling incest is also high. Assault in schools. Children are being assaulted in schools and daycares. the types of sexual assault, sodomy, outright rape, sexual exploitation, sexual grooming, getting them ready, you know, the offender, like, in the chat rooms or whatever else, you know, teaching these children stuff. Like I said, right here in Milwaukee. They're right here in Milwaukee at the so-called Belle Phyllis Children Detention Center, and that's a damn shame. They named the Child Detention Center after a black pioneer woman in Milwaukee. Why would they name, I don't know, you know, they named a place of deplorable injustice after a person that broke so many barriers, you know, in this city. It was almost like a slap in her face, but maybe she don't see it that way, but the fact is what it is. You know, so there's a young man, a little boy, a young child, 15 years old. He was subject to sexual exploitation, sexual assault, sexual grooming by an 18-year-old woman, you know, at this school, and she took him in this room. She told him to pull her, or she pulled her underwear down, and she told him to insert his fingers into her area, you know, and he's in a detention center. And come to find out, there are a number of little boys that are in the center who are really the victim. And this boy had a learning disability, and the police lied to his parents recently and told them, well, he waived his Miranda rights. That's why we didn't read it to him, because they thought the parents didn't know any better. You know, the boy has sat in jail. He's still sitting in jail, being further victimized. You know, you're not supposed to arrest a child. You don't call it arrest, but he was arrested at the school. This is not even the same day it happened. This was maybe 6 weeks later. He's at school because she went, I don't even know what, well, she didn't go to the police. She said something to somebody else about what she did to him or whatever. But he's at the school. They had the boy in the gym, took him from the gym. He sat there for hours. Even after school, the police still had him there, took him down to the detention center, did not inform his parents. He's never, ever been arrested in his life, is a virgin. You know, she became upset that he wouldn't have sex with her, and because she took him into a secluded area. And he was trying to find his way back to the classroom. She became upset. So this boy was sexually exploited, and he's charged. Because we have a sick society. You have a district attorney office that continually prosecutes victims, rape and a sexual assault victim, and they assist the perpetrators. The Ugandan rapist that assaulted my sister, they gave him victim resource money to try to move him out to Brookfield. Now, Brookfield may have a rapist among them, bought a home. This was all done to shut him up. I know a lot of cases in Milwaukee where when people help the police or the DA office, they will give them a job, literally, to shut them up, do whatever it is to shut them up because they have seriously violated the so-called defendant's right and they need something to shut them up and play with. I know for a fact, a woman that works for the district attorney office that literally lied on a guy and got this guy plenty of years of time. And she had a history of doing it, and now she works for the DA office. Milwaukee's a sick place. But getting back to the children, there's a situation in Texas where the Child Protective Services was drugging 6- and 7-year-old children for profit. As a result, a lot of them children were sexually assaulted. It stated, you know, there was a person from the ACLU who said that the government don't even want to release these tapes about Abu Ghraib, in Iraq, because supposedly there are tapes of children being raped in front of their parents at this prison by our own soldiers, purportedly. This ACLU person has repeatedly said that, and I'm going to quote what they said. And I'm starting with the quote. This was by a person named Hirsch, Seymour Hirsch, and he spoke at this ACLU event, and I'm quoting, "Some of the worst things that happen you don't know about, okay? Videos. There are women there. Some of you may have read that they were passing letters out, communication letters out to their men. This is at Abu Ghraib. The women were passing messages out saying, please come and kill me because of what's happened. And basically what happened is that those women who were arrested with young boys, children in cases that have been recorded, the boys were sodomized with the cameras rolling. And the worst above all of that is the soundtrack of the boys shrieking that your government has. They are in total terror. It's going to come out." End quote. There's even YouTube videos about that as well. You can go fact check it. It's all over. In South Africa, the majority of children are being raped by teachers in the classrooms. Historically speaking, African girls and women, specifically the little girls, though, they were repeatedly raped by the slave owners and overseers, so-called slave owners. They couldn't even scream rape. If you said you was raped, you were declared mentally ill. They just raped them, even with violently, viciously, brutally. Little girl. You know, I remember seeing this movie. I think this is the only movie in my life that, I mean, this movie enraged me. Called Uncle Tom. And I can't even believe these people were actors. It looks so real. You know, I had so many CDs and tapes of that movie, I gave them all out. But one of the things that stick out in my mind about that movie was the way the older black women, like the elderly or whatever, they had to go get the girls ready to be sexually assaulted. And when they were sexually assaulted, if the sexual assault perpetrator, you know, thought that the little young enslaved girl was not a virgin, she would get beat. And so would the so-called mammy. They called her mammy. So what one of them girls did was, She knew she was going to be assaulted, and so she went to one of the guys and begged for, you know, can he get her now, you know, and she was swearing up and down she was a virgin. It was some deep stuff, man. It was deep. But this is a reality, you know, and children are assaulted of all genders, you know, both genders, all nationalities. It's just, you know, something sick going on. It's seriously sick. You know, toddlers here in Milwaukee again. Actually, this happened on this very block, a few doors down. There was a little baby, literally a baby, an infant girl, whose mother was a teenage girl, who was living with her auntie, okay? And her aunt, don't know what the little teenage girl mother was, father was, where she living with the auntie or what have you, don't know. But I don't even know why, you know, the girl had a baby. The little teenage girl had a baby. She probably was 15, 14 years old. And the girl left her infant child with her auntie to go somewhere. I think with her boyfriend. I'm not sure. And the auntie left the infant with her boyfriend to go with another man. And the boyfriend knew it, older man. Her boyfriend was a dope fiend. and she left the infant with the dope fiend. And then the dope fiend had a friend come over, and the friend, the dope fiend boyfriend, left the baby with the friend fiend so he can go out and get some more dope. And while he's out getting dope and robbing places to get money, the friend raped the baby. And then he stuffed the baby between a mattress and sat on the mattress. And then hours later, the dope fiend boyfriend came back and said, "Where's the baby?" The man pointed to the mattress. The dope fiend man went out and ran down the street, and there was a young teenage brother. This young brother, he tried to resuscitate the baby. The baby was purple. He was crying, put the baby on the table, but the baby was already dead. Now the teenage mother is somewhere in foster home. And the aunt was a foster care provider. And her home was approved to be a foster care provider. In Florida, a long time ago in Florida, there's a book called The White House Boys by the author named Roger Kiser, I believe, K-I-S-E-R. A foster home in Florida, or it's like a reform school for boys. They were repeatedly raping the boys, abusing the boys. Someone was dead and killed them, and they hid the bodies in unmarked graves, hundreds of them, located at the school. In Florida. Out of control. America is out of control. Society is out of control. And the reason why I emphasize America, because North America, the Republic of North America, is supposed to be a land of laws. But America is lawless. You know, abusing children, I mean, the children, the abuse of children seems to be a norm in this country. It's okay for them to be abused in the group homes and by police that could beat them and everything, but they got a problem with you spanking your child. You got a right to spank your child. You just can't kill your child, hurt your child. I'm just saying, you can't discipline your child, but they can kill your child. Christopher Moles, the police officer ran for sheriff against the sheriff here, literally broke my sister's son's bone. Then tried to put it out there that her baby had rickets with his bow legs. If you see my campaign videos, you see how bold my legs are. I can't have nothing but bow-legged children. You know, I believe. You know, my sister, She's bowling every, my whole family bowling. Medical term called rickets, you know, but the way it was done and the fact that they think they got away with that, you know, I just think about so many children. And you can't get rickets in the elbow either. He had a broken elbow as well. Can't have a bow-legged elbow, for the record. You know, just the way abusing these children. physically, sexually, and nothing really happens to these people. They just put the children in the foster care system and they get abused more. Like I said, a lot of children in South Africa go to school and are getting raped in the school. You got mothers. Mothers, man, that is one of the things that is really, really sad. That a mother, so afraid that her child is going to get raped, they're sewing up the girl's vaginal area. They're sewing the vaginal area. Like, do you say there's no love, like a mother's love, or do you say that's just a sick and demented? What do you say? You know, but these mothers are so afraid. Then you got all these people that claim to care and all these missionaries that going to these countries. Some of these missionaries are raping them. But you got the same repeated thing going on. You know, this country stopped people from bringing metal supplies in. The Cubans wanted to help Haiti and whatever. And they, you know, and I say whatever, not to downplay it, but, you know, et cetera, the fact that the country it prevented people from coming in. So when the country wants to go the extra mile, it goes the extra mile. If it wanted to stop these abusive children, it could happen. Over 3 million children are raped, sexually assaulted a year in this country. It was a survey done in 1999 by the U.S. Department of Justice. It was 19,000 school rapes in this country. There was a little Peruvian girl years ago. She became the youngest mother in the world at 5 years old. They never found out who the father. You can't even call a rapist a father, except in Milwaukee, which is still unlawful, illegal, but that's what they do. Because they think they can. Emphasis on think. You know what? It is so many sexual predators out here. And they emphasize the dope game. I'd rather live next door to a big-time drug dealer than a rapist. I'm talking about rapists. I don't care what kind of rape he's doing. I'd rather live next door to a drug dealer than a rapist. Call in a drug house. They don't even, I mean, this is utterly ridiculous. Juvenile rape is a serious human rights violation. It's a crisis, an epidemic. There was this young brother, y'all. You probably can Google him. His name was Troy Eric Isaac. And he was repeatedly raped by inmates in the jail when he was in the juvenile jail at 12 years old. And he spent the rest of, like, 20 years in and out of prison. Now he's a peer counselor. But he had a traumatic experience at 12 years old. Cried out for help. Didn't get help. They knew about it. You know, he was terrified, little boy. The first time he was in there, a boy told him that I'm going to be your boyfriend. I'm your man and you whatever. You know, I mean, just off the bat. At 12 years old. And the dude told me, if you let me be your man, I'm going to protect you. But that same night, he was raped by a 16-year-old. He told the staff he was suicidal and hoped that they placed him in a solitary confinement. They ignored him. He continued to get raped. In a juvenile detention center in Indiana, kids sexually abuse each other so much that they got charts on how often it happens. That they done made a damn chart instead of preventing it. Just stuff need to be shut down. They need to raid these places. They protect property more than they protect human lives. You know, it's bullshit. It's straight up bullshit what's going on in this country with our children. We're victims anyway. Who do we run to when your country fails you? There's a lady named Beverly Prather who talked about, you know, Biden got this Violence Against Women's Act. She talked about how the grant really is really concealing the rapist. She did a study on it. Children getting sexually transmitted diseases left and right in these injuries that often go untreated. Lacerations because of sodomization or you know, heavy penetration in the vaginal area. It's over 60 million survivors of childhood sexual abuse in America. Over 60 million people have survived childhood sexual abuse. How many people have it? Well, that's a large number. 95% of the molested children know the perpetrator. 95%. They said it's over 500,000 child molesters residing in this country today. Over 500,000 child molesters. So they say, I believe the number is astronomically bigger. Men molesting boys, they say, is rapidly increasing. It's all increasing. It's just all sick. Child molesters do not possess an organized criminal profile. They come from all classes and backgrounds. Married, single. Some prefer boys, some prefer girls, some prefer all the children. Most child molesters are male. Wrong is wrong, just letting you know what the facts of the matter are. Now, they say a child molester and a pedophile is completely different. I don't agree with that. They say pedophilia is a clinical term describing a condition of a person who has a recurring arousing fantasy, sexual urge, behavior about a child age 13 or younger. But believe me, they'll act on that fantasy. So it's no different. A molester is a molester. However you categorize it or whatever terminology they use, a molester is a molester. It's serious. You know, and it's sad, and it's sick, it's out of control. You have all these so-called humanitarian efforts and stuff. It's baloney. You know, people put on these shows, these fronts, like, you know, they're so caring for the world and don't do nothing in their own backyard. You know, you have so many so-called celebrities, you know, because I've never seen a country that's so inundated with people acting, lights, camera acting, you know, sports and stuff like that. We look at more sports and so-called celebrity than those who out here doing psychiatric studies and doctors and teachers, you know, don't even get paid like a so-called person that plays a role, you know. But all these people with all this money, Oprah went to Africa to build a school. Just imagine if she were to build a hospital. You know, donating to the Red Cross. They get their funds. They get grants. How about donating to a block?
donating to a neighborhood. You know, I mean, this is ridiculous what's going on in this country. This country could be cleaned up if people really care the way they act like they do. These are natural disasters that go on every day in this country. And when I say natural disasters, because this is nothing that is being protected. It's like it's being okay, like it's a natural occurrence, like a thunderstorm or a tornado, you know. But natural disasters, they have, what do you call that, a state of emergency, a declare of emergency. And this should be a declaration of emergency. This is reoccurring. It's not natural in a godly sense at all. But it's condoned. It's condoned by the fact of the matter that it's being allowed to happen. That's why we have such a large number of people doing it. They're comfortable in their criminal activities. Like I say, they come from all classes, all walks of life. It don't matter about people being judges, police officers, detectives, whatever else. Have you ever seen the Catch a Predator? They come in all forms. Sick, man. This is a sick society. It's seriously ill. What's going on? Animals have rights over children. United States Supreme Court had to use an animal's rights case law because they didn't have a child protection law. My caller, 803, I'm going to let you in. Peace, how you doing?
Hey, peace, sis. It's Princess FAA.
How everything going?
It's going good. I just wanted to comment on the topic real quick. You got a good topic here tonight. Yeah, and I think a lot of people need to hear it because I think it's real sickening for an adult of any age to touch a child in a sexual manner.
Yes,
I just think that's sickening, you know, and people are doing it everywhere. Like you said, they're doing it in the schools. It's happening at home. It's happening with the babysitter when you leave your child with the nanny. You know, you got to be careful. And then, you know, the kids are going to be scared to speak up, you know, and it traumatizes them, and they grow up with that on them.
See, you they know, even get taught by children. They in daycares and schools. There's learned behavior. You know, it's unreal, but it's really happening, you know.
It is. It's happening everywhere, and it's sad. And then, you know, every time you turn your channel to the news nowadays, you're hearing something foul about sexual abuse or some type of child abuse or the murder of some child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very sick, you know. It's like I remember. Now, see, I was a little child myself, but I actually remember seeing on TV. I probably was like 10 or 12 years old. But I remember this show came on. I never even knew nothing about foster homes or anything. But how I remember was the fact that there was a little girl that was singing this song, a little black girl, and she said, "I'm feeling sad and blue. I'm so hurt, I don't know what to do." And, you know, and I looked up on the TV. It was talking about a girl in foster home. They showing the last thing. They had just interviewed her for something, and they were showing a footage of it. And later on, she was seriously sexually assaulted in that foster home. And, I mean, just they cut her vaginal area up. I mean, just they talked about that, you know, and I was really shocked. And I remember that just throughout the years. I remember, you know, and just hearing about these things, what's going on with our children and the system. This so-called protection of our rights, people need to get with the program because, you know, civil rights can be I guess, voided to a degree, you know, with the executive order, whatever else. But human rights can't.
True.
You know, human rights can't be voided. Natural rights can't. I just, you know, it doesn't move me to see how we have so many people with so much money go all over the world and pretend. Because it's just an act. Because they care. You see them crying with the children damn near dead, and they just crying, putting on an act. They don't even feel like that about the children here.
They don't care. They don't care, sis. All they care about is making that next dollar. They don't care about the children out here that are getting abused, being abused sexually, and being murdered, you know? It's sickening. And you see it all the time on the news.
Yeah. There's a little boy, he was in Chicago, named Jeremiah Clark. The mother, he was born with serious health problems. But the mother, I guess she was so scared that Child Protective Service would take her children because they have health problems. He was severely disabled. So she thought she was doing the right thing, putting them in one of them nursing care facilities. Girl, the boy died. And this facility, it was the Alden Village North, some type of facility like that. A lot of children was dying in this facility.
In the care of somebody else's hands. Mm-hmm. You not knowing what's going on when you drop your child off at that daycare or with that nanny. Y'all got to be careful out here.
Yeah,
to all the people that are listening.
Girl, his fluids was had a hole in his stomach. I mean, just leaking everywhere. He was soaked in his pants. You know, this is just human rights violation.
Sad.
Yeah. I mean, there's animals are protected better than human beings. You got the PETA protection animals. Don't use fur and all this other stuff. This is just a bunch of poppycock.
I agree.
I mean, it's bull.
Yeah. It's sad to see, you know. It's sad to see. And you know what? And we can help. If it's not nothing but one child at a time, you know, one child that you may know that is going through this, in any type of way that you could try to help the child would be good, you know. Not saying that one person can save the whole world, but all it takes is one child at a time, one child at a time. You know somebody's child that is going through this abuse or sexual abuse.
But that begs the question, what is human rights?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, look, the boy here in Milwaukee, this boy is sitting in a detention center. He's been sexually abused, assaulted, exploited, and what have you, by a grown woman.
Sad and sickening.
I think this system is set up by design, though, sis. I ain't lying. I mean, they do so many
studies,
this and that. They want the broken like that. Don't want to fix it. It's like a disease. The money is in the disease and not the cure. You know? The money is in the disease and not the cure. So you have all these studies about cancer. We're funding concerns about cancer. You know how much money has been put into looking for the cure for cancer? People say walking on the moon. I don't believe that. Well, they go on a space shuttle. You can go out of the world. You can go out of this earth and find stuff, and you can't find the cure for cancer because a lot of this stuff is man-made diseases.
It is. It is. It really is. And then they act like they don't have the cure. Oh, they have the cure. It's limited.
They cause problems.
It's limited to certain people.
Girl, I'm going to tell you like this is. Cuba, they do not allow America in their country, right? Now, you got this is that base, okay, that army base, I believe it's, I don't even know which base it was, but They've been paying, saying they're leasing this base, this army base, but Cuba has never, ever cashed that check. So technically speaking, you know, it's like intrusion. But Cuba has the lowest out of all the world incidence of AIDS. And they do not deal with this country. I think there's a nexus to that.
Yeah, it is. That'd be a good topic too, sis, for you to touch on in a future show.
You know, we believe the hype about so much stuff. You know, and what's going on in this country. You know, Racism Not Anonymous said, who is responsible for assuring that they are not violated and what happens when they are? That's a good question. Because they're getting violated in these so-called care facilities. Children are not chattel. They're treated as commodities. They're not protected. They're being used for sexual gratification.
Child porn.
Yeah, porn.
Mm-hmm.
Slavery. You know, all type of sick stuff. That's why I don't know. You hear a whole bunch of stuff. But if hell really exists, you know, it's going to be a lot of people that be talking about, like they say, this dude made a joke about how he didn't know heaven was so warm, you know, didn't know he was in hell. I mean, hell, if it exists, we have to really pray that people are really going there. Some things are abomination. They just can't be forgiven. You can't forgive no molester. You know, these people
right.
are despising these children and all this other stuff. You got priests doing, they're getting up, they're getting sexually abused in the church.
Exactly.
And hearing the Pope saying he's forgetting, with a little counseling, these priests can be rehabilitated. This bull.
Yeah, it's going on in the church, definitely.
This is a bunch of crap, sis.
It is.
I mean,
and it's sad, you know. It really is. But if we can try
to... 111, if you want to chime in, do you want to chime in? I guess not. But
but if we can help one child, sis, we know one child out there that's going through this,
they're worth
that's
it.
Good. You know,
yep.
That's good enough. You know, if we could just help one child out there that's going through that. Lend a helping hand. And let them know that it's okay and they don't have to be scared and they can talk.
Yeah. They don't have to be scared, but, you know, I understand why they are, sis.
Mm-hmm.
We in a sick society.
Sick world.
Very sick. I mean, these children ain't got no protection. Like the nursing home. I got 90 seconds for the show. You know, I'm not going to do over streaming, going for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I have to prior obligations, you know, things that I'm working on. And while I'm talking about that, my next show says, hopefully, which I should be able to do, I'm going to have a guest on, this person, you know, very, very well known, but some people may refer to this person as a thug. That's because you don't really know about the life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in this person right here, even through the convictions, you never ever heard about this person assaulting children or abusing women, even through the conviction. So, you know, this is something that I'm working on. And I want to thank everybody for coming. Thanks, sis.
Good show, sis. Good show.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for the support. Thanks for the love. And that saved these children. We need to call people out, you know, or form some type of protection for the children when they're being failed to be protected. Peace, y'all. Thanks. Let the children laugh.
Is it a sin?